Listen more. Challenge more. Join the conversation. You're with Cape Talk.
Now, it's not been a good week for animal attractions in Cape Town. Now, first, we heard the story of the World of Birds being hit in a robbery last weekend. Now, we've learned that a devastating fire ripped through the Monkey Town Primate Centre in Somerset West last night. Staff are busy picking up the pieces after that late-night blaze destroyed some of the infrastructure, including their restaurant and enclosure fencing. To tell us more about what happened and the fate of the animals, on the line with me is Monkey Town's manager, Yvette Boerter. Yvette, welcome to the show. I'm so sorry that this has happened to the facility. I'm sure the first question everybody wants to know is, were any of the animals injured?
Hi, thank you for having us on your show. Very happy to say all our animals are 100% fine. No injuries whatsoever. All our animals safely in their enclosure. And then our baboons in a temporary holding area.
Thank goodness for that. I know it's very early days of it and you don't yet really have concrete feedback on the cause of the blaze, but can you talk us through what actually happened overnight?
At about 10:30, the owner of Monkey Town, Rosaline, ran over to her son's house because they live on the property. She actually thought that their house was on fire. And then when Renee came running out, they saw that the restaurant's on fire. Right behind the restaurant, Renee lives right behind the restaurant. Our baboon's enclosure is also right behind the restaurant. Mm. We've got capuchins and common marmosets and squirrel monkeys also in that area. It happened so quickly. By, I think, 10:45, the flames were so, so high. It just engulfed everything. Our baboons, obviously, very clever, went right up into the tree, not harmed. The Helderberg Strand Fire Department was amazing. They've been here four times. We left here at 4 o'clock in the morning, was the last fire truck there.
Gosh.
Because the flames just kept on coming back and coming back because the wind didn't help much. It wasn't a crazy wind, but the wind just, like, you know, just helped this whole thing on. Obviously, the restaurant is lost completely. We basically got walls standing. Baboon enclosure, their main enclosure, the fencing melted away. So we obviously need to rebuild that. Some of the sparks went over into Monkey Town itself. Luckily, we've got minimum damage at our lion tail macaque enclosure. So we are very, very lucky.
Yvette, obviously, the luckiest thing of all is that neither animals nor any of your staff were injured.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that is the most important at the end of the day. None of our animals were injured.
And none of your staff. Yvette?
No staff.
Yeah, no staff involved as well. Okay, that's a huge relief. Now, obviously, Yvette, from a timing perspective, this is devastating. It's peak festive season. You would have anticipated massive visitor numbers. What's the decision on how you go forward? Are you, for example, are you opening today?
No. Last night we put out a release on our Facebook page that we were going to be closed until further notice. Because at night and in the early hours of the morning, obviously you don't know what the damage was.
Yeah.
And with daylight this morning, we could assess everything. We are closed for the public today. We phoned all our visitors, explained what happened. We had so many bookings and so many people that wanted to come here today that had bookings and they have paid. And they were very understanding. We are operational again from tomorrow.
Gosh.
Our Bright Picnic swimming pool area, Monkey Town itself, the reptile garden. Visitors can pop around. Obviously, we're not going to have a restaurant. But drinks and your cool drinks and stuff like that, we're going to serve from our kiosk area. We've got a little small kiosk in the restaurant area. Restaurant staff has gone out to do shopping to get cool drinks and ice and all of that for tomorrow. I think we have about 221 visitors booked for tomorrow. And then the public holiday, the 16th, is around the corner. We booked out for the 16th. Hmm. So we've got to open. We've got 700 monkeys to feed. So we rely on all the feed that come through the park.
Yvette, I'm so glad you are able to reopen, that the damage was limited to the restaurant and that's one enclosure, and that you've been able to find a way to keep going. Thank you for chatting to us today. Our very best wishes to all of you as you pick up the pieces and try to move forward. And a special word of recognition to the fire brigade, as Yvette has already mentioned, who played such a key role in containing that blaze overnight and making sure it didn't spread to other enclosures where the damage to animals and potentially people could have been much worse. Yvette Buerta, manager of Monkey Town in Somerset West. So if you were booked to go there today, you won't be able to do so, but other bookings in place from tomorrow onward will be honored. Thank you for the update, Yvette.